What's in your thoughts? Oh, what's in your mind? What fills your head and what leaves it behind? It's too much today.
Hey there, listeners. Welcome back to Filling in the Gaps Rerolled. We hope you had some great gaming time since the last time you listened. And if you're new, welcome to the table. We are Filling in the Gaps Rerolled, and we might not be an actual play podcast, but we hope our podcast can help you actually play. Like I said, we are three DMs who roll on a list of themes and scenarios and work together to create a new session for you guys. It could be Dungeons & Dragons, it could be Pathfinder, it could be Burn Bright, it could be any system you want it to be. We can't tell you what to do. We're just people on the internet, talking into mics, making a podcast. I'm going to be one of your hosts, though, so let me introduce myself. I'm DM Mambo, or Sam here, and my other hosts are...
Hi, I'm Malcolm. I'm another one of your hosts.
I'm David. I'm the other one.
So, guys, I have a question for today. What was the most recent character you've created? And what was kind of the inspiration for their creation?
I really enjoy kind of finding weird things in systems to build characters based on. There's a game that I'm playing that we have characters for Pathfinder. And there's a feat that's really fun in that system called Roll With It that's only applicable for goblins. And it basically means whenever you get hit, you can roll acrobatics to just bounce off the other person's weapon and not take damage. So that's what they're based on. And they're kind of a monk that can cast spells. So they just run in, punch you, you hit them, and they bounce away. And then they run in again.
Nice.
And her name is Polyp.
Polyp.
Nice. For mine, I also built a girl character and a group of guys after doing guy characters for so long, you just want to do something differently. And plus, my last two characters died in the campaign, so I was like, well, you keep killing my guys, kill a girl, see how that goes. And my DM was like, I'm not trying to kill your characters. And I was like, well, you haven't killed this one, so that's chill. But her name is... Gosh, I completely blanked on it now. I looked up the character it was based off of, and that threw me off. The character she's somewhat based off of, accidentally, is actually the girl from Castlevania, who I think I called Cypher one week. It's not Cypher, it's Cypha, which is easily confusable. And my character's name is Cerna. She is a cleric. And the reason why I built a cleric was my friend was like, you know why your characters keep dying? And I was like, no, why? He was like, well, you have weak characters and the rest of us are multi-class and like super buff dudes. I'm barbarian monk and all this other stuff. And it's like, okay, well, what should I do? And he's like, I don't know, find something with more plates, more like strength. And so I picked a cleric. And I was like, well, I don't want to be a healing cleric. Everyone's like, cleric heal meme. And I was like, no. I was like, what's one that does damage? And then I looked at some of the cleric subclasses, which I highly recommend. And the way of the light, I believe it is, does fire damage. And it is very cool. So that's what I picked. And that was the inspiration behind it. Especially with the personality that leaned more, again, on the idea of like a researcher who does not really understand the world they're in, but is just kind of going like, I'm documenting everything, but interesting that you do it that way, and stuff like that. So, it's been fun.
Very nice.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I think, I got to play my new character for the first time last night, actually. And his name is Leaves from the Vine, and he's inspired by... General Iroh from Avatar. He's a tabaxi, and he's a combination of a monk bard. And I kind of went with, like, he's kind of forgotten a lot of his fighting techniques because he's older, for sure. And he's kind of just picked up the Suni horn, and he started playing it. So he's a level 1 bard at the moment. And he is just a nice, good old man who is trying to just, he's looking for for his son, who the DM's like, might be alive, might be dead. We'll find out. And I was like, oh, that's great.
Part of the adventure.
Yes.
Your son is now the big bad evil guy.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
A reverse Luke Skywalker. Perfect. It's great. Spoilers for a very old movie, guys. For those who haven't seen Star Wars, I don't know how you got here, but that's okay.
But yeah, let us know on the Twitter, everybody, what the latest character you guys created. We'd love to hear about that. You can also jump in our Discord, which we'll have in the
show notes.
That's a thing. Yep. So that'll be great. We'd love to hear about that. And who knows what we could do with them. I don't know.
Yeah, let us know, because it's a few episodes in now. So let us know if you guys like the way we're interacting with it. It will take a while for the episodes to change, probably. But the as far as interaction stuff goes, that can change pretty quick. So we're cool with that. Anyway, you know.
We can move on to a slightly different question, Malcolm. Shall we roll?
Let's do it!
I am rolling for themes today, and I got a 6.
I'll be rolling for scenarios, and I've got a 12.
Alright, which looks like today's theme is going to be Monster Ranch. And the scenario will be Find the Cure.
Nice! Some good old mad cow disease.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites. Okay.
That's one of my favorites.
So, well, that podcast where my character became a villain, one of the ways he escaped the trap was making up a disease called Mad Giant's Disease when he was trapped by a bunch of giants and convincing them that their leader had it just for long enough to escape. So it is. It's great. But let me ask this one, David. When you hear either, or you, both of you guys, actually, Sam or David, when you guys hear Monster Ranch, or Monster Ranch, which is actually by you, Sam, or Find the Cure, which is by, I'm going to try real hard, and I'm sorry if I messed this up, Vrakdorum, what do you guys think? Vrakdorum,
he's an old one. I hope you're still around, Vrakdorum. Hope you like the new show. I mean, for whatever reason, right now, I just got on my mind Doritos when you said Monster Ranch.
Okay, let's go with this. This is a very interesting direction. Instantly, when you say Doritos and Monster Ranch, I legitimately think, like, new flavor.
Yeah.
Like, there is somebody who's just, like, making a new flavor of chips. And it's just like, I'm going to sell this. Maybe it's a cure to something. Maybe that's the thing.
Oh, that is a cure. Monster Ranch is a cure to anyone's hunger. you see a poor person on the street of your village or town, you throw them one Monster Ranch Dorito, and they're satisfied for at least a week.
Wait a minute. I know we're joking here, but that gives me some thoughts here. What if we had something? Okay, so we got some Monster Ranch. It's some sort of thing. It's a cure-all. It's snake oil, basically. We're gonna have Monster Ranch be some, like, snake oil type stuff, where it's like, it's not really supposed to work. Maybe it does. Maybe it really helps people out. But maybe after a while, they turn into monsters.
Oh, that could be fun. That could be a good villain thing.
Because then you have a variety of monsters within your situation. If you, hi, and this new version of Filling in the Gaps, we also like to point out whether or not things can be campaigns, one-shots, or anywhere in between, and talk about how you could accomplish those. And in this case, for a campaign, you could have this be an ongoing thing. You have people in different towns getting these cure-alls, thinking that this salesperson, this whatever, this charismatic bard, or this, like, really just this guy who's just a good salesperson who's just got you. Or even maybe it's this nice person who just goes from town to town who honestly believes they're helping. could be an interesting thing as well, in that they don't know that it's...
So.
Oh, also, it's been noted by our editor that Filling in the Gaps Rerolled is not sponsored by Doritos in any way. We just very much all know what they are.
Wouldn't mind it, but...
Yeah, Doritos, if you want to come sponsor us, do.
Our DMs are open.
Yeah. You know, yeah, just come in and we let's make Monster Ranch Doritos a thing. Come on, Doritos. You know you want to.
You made Mountain Dew. You might as well make Monster Ranch. Go the full mod.
So are we treating Monster Ranch as, like, the brand name for this treat? Or is Monster Ranch the flavor of whatever it is that this person is selling?
I feel like it's... I don't... Okay, I feel like it's could be the thing where it is not, like, ever said, you know? Like, it's just the knowledge of this is what is going to happen. Like I don't think anyone's going to go, try our new Monster Ranch. Like, that sounds dangerous. But if you're like, oh, hey, you know, I have a cure for you, and it's like, oh, no. Or maybe you pull, like, one of those old, I'm a big fan of old scary movies, maybe you pull one of those things where it's just like the one point where it's all surrounded and one of the characters goes, oh my gosh, I'm in a Monster Ranch. And you're like, oh, now I get it.
That would be great. There you can definitely have, they go into town and maybe half the town is like livestock or something. And they have to just discover why the townspeople are turning into donkeys and pigs and whatnot. I'm pretty sure there's like a Greek...
yes.
Mythology story that I can't think of right now, but it's Cersei in the Odyssey.
It's in the Odyssey, yes.
I was just going with Pinocchio based off that.
Oh, yeah, donkeys, so that'd be great. An amusement park. You can have an amusement park where, you know, the roller coasters are pulled by mammoths or giants or something like that. You know, you can definitely have a D&D amusement park.
I mean, there's fairs and festivals. Why not? Like,
yeah, get a flump in there. Yeah, I mean, what if it turned people into like monsters, and the mayor's like, oh my god, we're being attacked by a beholder, can you kill him for us? And as soon as you kill the beholder, it turns into the mayor's wife.
Oh god, this is getting very dark, but I'm here for it. This actually reminds me of the movie Van Helsing. For those who don't know, it stars Hugh Jackman. Very hard name for me to say. Yeah, exactly. It's so hard not to say. You got to give the man his props. But no, Hugh Jackman, and he plays Van Helsing, not as an old man who's here to fight Dracula, but as a competent and capable monster hunter. But the issue is, a lot of monsters are people, or used to be people. So they'll come across things in one of the opening scenes. I don't think that's a big spoiler, but one of the opening scenes, he fights Dr. Jekyll, and it does not go well for Dr. Jekyll. And
yeah, I don't think you can spoil a movie made in 2004, because, like...
I'm always surprised what people get mad about, bro. I mean, to be fair, I didn't see Star Wars up until high school, so no hate on for anybody who's late to the party.
I mean, you could wait to the party, that's fine, but just, like, don't be upset if people are talking about it if it's made in 2004. Yeah.
Oh, true. Okay, so... but anyway, in it, he fights this guy, and afterwards, people are like, you're a murderer, and he's like, I took down your monster, and like, no, you murdered that guy, and it's like, I got rid of the problem, and they're like, no, you're a problem now. You attacked an innocent old man, and it's like, no, he was the giant monster attacking the town. So it'd be interesting, you could even play with that dynamic, if you want to go that way. If you have, say, maybe you're characters, I'm always into really throwing the players for a loop if they're into just like, oh, there's a dragon, I'm gonna kill the dragon, get the gold. And it's like, yeah, you killed the dragon that was hoarding gold, but now you realize that dragon was like this person's lost love, cursed by a witch that you didn't even know because you didn't bother to listen to any of the town info that was being given.
Oh man, although that does give me an idea for Monster Ranch, is if what if this dragon's hoard is just a collection of different animals across like their plane or whatnot, or different planes, so like it like has one of each race and everything as well, and it wants to complete all of it. So if you have someone playing one of the races that are rare in your world or something like that, if you're doing that, you could have the dragon try to capture them, and if they're successful or something, make that NPC very lovable, or even if it's a PC who can't make it to a game or something, that's an easy way for you to like swoop in and make that player role. One thing as a DM, I hate playing my player's characters, because then I'm like, if something goes wrong, I'm the one who's in trouble. But that's just a way to get that off your plate too. If you're like, I don't want to play another character, just have a dragon capture them and put them into their horde of a monster ranch, you know.
So we talked a lot about the monster ranch, but we haven't really talked about finding the cure for the monster ranch.
If we go with the Dorito idea, which I'm hungry, so I'm still stuck on.
No, I'm into the Dorito idea. Let me be clear. I am sold. I am there for the Dorito.
I am also in for the Dorito idea.
What comes to mind for me is this Monster Ranch is basically where whoever sells these Monster Ranch brand goblin chips has a ranch where they have goblins that they just freeze dry and coat their chips with. And so, like we said, like kind of eating through these would slowly transform you. And so the cure is either getting rid of the business or siding with the business and finding out how to lower the side effects of people becoming monsters.
Again, I feel like that depends on if you want this to be a malicious person or not. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things. If you want this to be a shorter experience, you could have them be like, I had no idea that this was causing this action. I'm always gone like 3 days later. I don't know what happens after that. And it's like, yeah, maybe it takes a week for stuff to happen. Like maybe it's continued exposure to the chips. Yeah, so it's like, it takes time. So you could have it that way. Or if you have a person who's like, yes, my plan to slowly have everyone become monsters or to like seed chaos. There's a lot you can do if you have a campaign that involves gods, especially. One of the big things that a lot of people do is like throw in like just random chaos, and this is a great way to do it. A lot of Greek and other mythologies. The Forbidden movie, Son of the Mask, contains a very similar concept of just a god throwing down a relic that he's just like, I just wanted to see what the humans would do. So you could just do that with the concept of these monster ranches, just being like, no, I gave the monster ranch because I wanted to see what would happen. I wanted to see if the town tear itself apart or if they figure it out. And no one figured it out until you interrupted. And then that's also a cool thing where you can have it be, if the guy or whatever is just playing a game, it can be like, oh yeah, cool. Yeah, anyway, here, have a wand of wish granting, whatever. You're smart. Good for you. Bye.
Like, God, I just...
like a thing of like no hard feelings, but...
I love the idea that a god holds this... this god relic monster Dorito monster ranch Dorito. Ah, yes, my oracle, I give unto you the world of the Forgotten Realms. Have this monster Dorito. And he's passing it on. It's like, we give 4 bags to the elves, 7 to the dwarves, and 1 bag to I get to eat out of all the time.
I'm the real monster. Oh, yo. Okay,
you
but
get
what
that
about
legendary
this?
Bag, you turn into yourself into like an ancient gold dragon.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, what but if what there's people this? Looking also, for them, trying to turn themselves in? And to gain more power, you know?
Well, that's a campaign worthy idea there, where it's just like, now people are like hunting down these chips.
Yes, we've turned One Piece into Dorito based.
No, that'd be if there's different flavors. But who's to say Monster Ranch is the only flavor
can
expand?
There can't be. You gotta get the sweet heat in there somewhere.
Oh, gosh. It's gonna get wild. But, okay, what about this, though? Changing gears a little bit. What if kind of the internal monster concept of, like, what if it reveals your, like, inner worst self is what the chips do? And that's a different thing. So it's not, it doesn't turn you into a literal monster. It just makes you a bad version of you.
So what does it do to humans?
That It would just make us. I get you, but wow, so little faith in humanity. Sorry.
I never played a human in a tabletop role playing game, and I never will play a human in a tabletop role playing game.
They're too neutral. It's, but yeah, it would just be that your character, like, I obviously would just have it be that. It's difficult. You'd have to have your party be down, especially if they eat the chips. Because, like, turning them into monsters is easy. But having them be like, okay, now you have to be, like, the bad versions of you. Like, just RP this, or just...
Yeah, you definitely have to talk to your party about that, for sure. I think monster-wise, you can just go as a DM, just... turn them into...
Your arm is slowly becoming more green and green until you've got a goblin arm.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on... If you're doing this and you're going to turn your party member into one, I would at least give them the ability to communicate with your party or with their party.
I don't think they should lose their speech. Yeah, that's not fair. It's just the look of them has changed.
Yeah. I would, if you turn them into a flump, give them some flump fight, you know, characteristics and flump abilities and whatnot. Personally, I wouldn't do goblin and stuff like that just because they're a playable race already.
Yeah. No, that's true.
That was just the first thing that came to mind.
No, yeah, I totally agree. I think it's a great idea. Like, you can turn other things into, like, sentient creatures, too. Like, you give a dog one of these chips, and it turns into a goblin dog now that talks.
Oh, that'd be cool.
A golden goblin retriever. Okay,
sounds so horrifying.
But yeah,
I just picture the scene from Scooby-Doo 2 where he has, like, the eyes popping out of the head, and he's, like, this weird, like, monster thing, and he's like, oh! People remember this, trust me.
You may not remember it now.
It's the scene where he's in the refrigerator, and they're like, oh! And Shaggy's like, what did you do, Scoob? And he just turns around, and he's, like, this squid-bodied, weird, like, creature thing. It's... Scooby-Doo 2 has some nightmare fuel in it, a few points. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
If we talk about someone... I also like the idea of having a Van Helsing-type character in this.
And yeah, I think he would probably be working for the Cure, if anything.
I was thinking the opposite.
Oh, okay.
Where this character is definitely profiting from these people being turned into horrible things. So he's going... Like, a day later, once the salesman is gone, he gets to go in and clean up the mess and make a bunch of cash.
Oh, and he splits it with the salesman. He could get the party to go in on it, too, and clear out, like, this town of monsters, or this monster ranch, he could call them, you know? And you keep on going, and then as soon as, like, you kill, like, the fifth or sixth beast or whatnot, then you start dropping the clues of, oh, and you find, you come back and you realize you find, like, a severed arm here that wasn't there before, or you see the shoe type thing of, like, a monster that they had killed previously, and they come back and look.
How does Hugh Jackman know which town this is going to happen in?
I feel like, okay, so there's two options here for our boy Huge Actman. He can be, so it could be that you could have it be that they're either in cahoots and they know about it, and maybe, or three ways, in cahoots and they know about it, like they both know each other and they're working together to get this done, in cahoots and hired by people, so then it's like, oh, I don't want the mayor's wife around anymore. I'm using her only because we discussed her previously as a very tragic thing to happen. Or I don't want the mayor to be there, get rid of his wife, and I get rid of him. And it's like, okay, well, you hired this person to come in, sell her chips, and then Hugh Jackman comes in next week and cleans up house, and then it's like, it's all taken care of, everything's gone, because you don't have to worry about that. Or you could have it be that... other guy comes in, he's doing his evil thing, selling people chips, and Hugh Jackman is not a smart man, and he's just like, there's so many monsters now, why? I'm getting paid a ton, but why are there so many? And isn't paying attention to the fact that there are people missing. He's just like, the monsters must have gotten them, and like...
Or even the fourth one, where Hugh Jackman knows the effect, but the seller does not. And so Hugh Jackman is following behind him, but also kind of in cahoots, but not letting the seller find out.
Oh, that'd be cool. Kind of make him an antagonist to the party if they're attacking the monsters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Maybe have him show up around probably the third or fourth zone. Don't have him just jump in immediately, because that's not.
Yeah, I would give them like cool a town or two to like clear out on their own, mm-hmm, before they bump into this guy. But I like that. So, what would be our cure be then?
I'm picturing serum. My meme brain just went Diet Cola, but no. some actual like serum of some sort. Maybe it's like certain flowers mixed together you have to find. So then it's still a mission to go out and get these things.
Dr. Pibb.
Maybe the cure is, yeah. That's the name of our guy. That's the guy who sells the monster chips is Dr. Pibb.
We're just pulling out brand names. Again, we are not sponsored by any of them, but we'd gladly be sponsored. So,
that we made Dr. Pibb a monster character, Pepsi, but you should have paid us. Anyway.
If we go back to it being like this thing from a deity, where they're just trying to mess with people, that's given to Dr. Pibb. The party could then try and either destroy whatever this artifact is, the extreme oven, let's call it.
That's true.
And or they could try and like purify it so that it's not going to turn people into monsters anymore.
So just to do a little story about my life, back in like sixth grade, I convinced one of my friends that Doritos came from something called a Dorit tree, and I made a whole Wikipedia page for it and everything. And for a week, they were convinced that you had to harvest Doritos off of a Dorit tree. So what if the god gives them this tree that grows these Monster Ranch Doritos that they are that they are giving, supplying, and the god's like, yeah, this just turns people into monsters, and the way to fix this is possibly get the tree themselves and purify it. Of course, that's you're good. I was just gonna, this is a big inside joke on my part, but
I'm here for the Dorit tree, and again, that solves my serum problem. Sap from the tree, boom.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so we're looking good there. Okay, this is taking form. All right. So, yeah. Okay, so does anyone want to kind of recap us so far? Because I'll be honest, it's a little confusing with the different storylines we have. We have quite a few.
I can give it a shot.
Yes.
Basically, we have this trickster god who decides to give a seed to this merchant who plants it and finds that it grows this great fruit or vegetable that they're able to form into Monster Ranch Doritos. Depending on the type of flavor that this merchant applies, it will turn people into different types of monster. So if he makes it spicy, it's going to be a fire elemental. Or if he makes it like cool ranch, it's going to be a water elemental. Elementals were the first to come to mind. You can have whatever kind of monster with whatever kind of fun flavor combination you can think of. The seller does not know what is happening with these because he's just taking his product and selling it at various markets and moving on. There's a famous monster hunter who catches on and starts to follow along a few days behind our seller, Dr. Pibb. And he's making a lot of money from kind of killing the monsters left behind on this ad campaign that Dr. Pibb is doing while selling his Monster Ranch Doritos.
This is probably like, I thought our last episode was reference heavy, but this one's just...
Yep.
Guys, please like us after this. I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
That is like the most on your knees praying, senpai, notice me.
Because it's just like, I don't know, if I listened to a whole podcast where just like, they kept talking about a made-up flavor of Doritos and a guy named Dr. Pim, I'd just be like, what is this? So I understand, but at the same time, it's not all, if this is your first episode, it's not always like this. If you like
Dr.
it,
Dr. Pim and the Doritos. Like perfect title name.
Oh gosh.
I mean, we're a couple episodes in. We get to be a little weird now.
I'm glad this is only a little weird. I can't wait till we're like 50 in and it's like, now you thought that was, but now we have a committed fan base. So now we can really amp it up.
Yeah, as always, everyone, please give us suggestions on our Discord or Twitter. We gladly will accept them, and we need them, please.
And we'll change them probably into something horrifying like a Dorit tree, which I love and fear.
Ah, yeah. Good times. I think this could be a very fun episode or a session you can do. You could definitely make this into a campaign if you want to, or a mini-series. I think this could be a fun introduction for players who aren't experienced. You might have players who are like, this is ridiculous. I came here for fantasy, not random dumb stuff. But if you're DMing, you need a break from hard reality a lot. Like, you can't have... Don't ever get into the rhythm of combat, roleplay, combat, roleplay type of... You got to mix it up sometimes. So I think this is a great, like, all right, the players just finished this arc. Let me get the filler episodes in that are fun. And you get to know a little bit more of the lore of the world. You can introduce them to a new god. And... I think this episode or this session we're creating right now is definitely one of those types of sessions.
And it would be something you could just kind of poke fun at your party with. Just they go through whatever dungeon and they fight like a salamander, which is like a fire lizard. And then in the back of that room, they find a small bag for Monster Ranch spicy chips. And they're like, what the hell is this? But then you don't give them any other breadcrumbs for that until they find another bag of...
Oh, I love this.
Wasabi. Because
you know you have one freaking barbarian who's going to eat those chips. And then the party's like... he's just like, what? Oh, man, I can just see it. I can see my one friend who plays the Goliath barbarian... who dumped his intelligence score with his 10 and just acts dumb. You know, he's a Pokemon, pretty much. He just says his name all the time. He'd eat that so fast, and I could just see him being like, why do I have scales? Scales on hand? I feel hot and spicy? Why?
Also, for just to make it clear, for those of you guys out there who are like, but I didn't want to grind, I didn't want to do a campaign with Doritos and freaking Dorit Tree and Mr. Pit. Guys, these are obviously, you know, they're space fillers. You can switch stuff out. You can always alter things. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go, we talked a little bit how this is somewhat kind of even Greek god inspired in some ways with the idea of the tree and a god coming down of chaos. Things like that. And so you can make it just like, oh, an apple from the tree. This guy makes pies or whatever and gives you pie. You don't want Doritos because Doritos are going to break your world. Understandable. They're too great. They're out of this world. Doritos sponsor us. Anyway. But you can make a pie and you can have it be that, oh, this guy is out selling pies. Or doesn't have to be a guy, it can be a girl. This person's out there selling pies, and it's a whole thing of, okay, that's a different layer. Mm-hmm. And again, one of the things that we even talked about is, you don't want to, if you're running this for, say, kids, because I know a lot of people are trying to get their kids into this game now.
Very smart.
And you're like, well, I don't want to make it too scary or too thin. Maybe when you knock them out, that's when they turn back into human. Maybe instead of... there being a final blow, it's when their health points get low enough, they just turn back.
Yeah, that's a good. Or, and you, have, you know, and being a real life teacher, I think if you're playing this with kids, you can also give them a problem to solve and help that along. Is like, that's the cure. Like, if you're having someone struggle grasping math or something, you can just tie that in there. So the cure is being able to solve this math problem or solve how to spell a word or whatnot. You can add in those extra layers if you want. Or you can be a goof party and have a goof episode and go for this. You can turn it into, like, these gems are turning people into monsters and whatnot. Very good point, Malcolm.
But I will also say, as a DM who's done this before, there's nothing quite like having your very serious characters walk into a ridiculous situation and just go, no, that's not really what it is it? There's not some dude named Dr. Pip running around with a Dorit tree fruit, is it? And it's like, yeah, that's what's happening, buddy. That is exactly, it fits the world. I made it work.
It's my world.
Exactly. And again, I feel like if you have things explainable, if you make the Dorit tree a fruit, or if you make the Dorit tree, maybe it gives off, like, the leaves are Doritos, but the actual thing isn't. Like, you could do fun stuff with it. It doesn't have to be that it's directly Doritos. But, you know, it's a thing where it's like, have fun in your games, because it's a game. So if you like super serious, no, we're not going to break away from anything, but I like this concept. But yeah, just have it be like, it's an apple. There's an apple salesman going around selling apples. Congratulations. Like, you have a cool campaign concept. It's a cool campaign concept. And I think this is really cool to have a thing that turns people into monsters, and you have to figure that out, whether it be through a fight to the death, or maybe you can pay attention to the fact. Maybe... Now, this is getting a little Full Metal Alchemist-y here, but maybe you have it be that they can't fully speak. Maybe speech goes away shortly after. Or let's use Wicked, because that's a less sad example, kind of.
Oh, Wicked's still pretty sad, but I understand.
Yeah, between Full Metal Alchemist and Wicked, I'm going to go with Wicked. the thing of, like, oh, you're losing speech because you're slowly becoming this thing would be interesting. And again, for that barbarian stuff, that wouldn't be a big deal, because it's like, oh, they don't talk a bunch, but it's like,
if your
maybe
wizard did it.
Yeah, if you had a situation where it's like, oh, well, I want to say that, it's like, roll to say your spell components, and it's like, why would I have to roll? And it's like, you ate those Monster Ranch about two sessions ago, you don't remember that? Monster Ranch Doritos? Anyway, roll for me, I just want to see something real quick.
Yeah, that's really cool. If your player does eat it, and whatnot, you can set stages of the deterioration into the whatever monster bag they ate. You could even have, like, a roulette bag of, like, you can roll on a table and that's what it is. So, like, if you know you're in session 5 and they still haven't really caught on to the clues or whatnot, and your wizard's the one who ate, say, like, I don't know, a shoebill stork Dorito, and you're like, oh yeah, your lips elongate into a large shoehorn beak, and speech becomes difficult. And he's like, what? It's like, yeah.
I was just going to say he had an uncontrollable urge to just deliver babies everywhere, but okay.
That would be wild. Yeah, you see a baby on the ground, and you are compelled to swaddle it and deliver it to two towns over.
Wouldn't that be... That would also make little things, like... I know everyone's got the meme of, like, the orphanage in every town. I don't know why there's always an orphanage in every town in D&D. I don't know what you guys do, but that's not my... That's not my jam. But one of the things that would make that an actual, like, plot point, if you're like, oh, I got to deliver all these kids to parents, and it's like, that is my new mission, and it's like, you feel compelled to do this, you have to do it, and it's like, what? Why? And it's like, ate those Monster Ranch Doritos, man.
I wouldn't even tell them about the Monster Ranch Doritos. I'd just be like, this is your thing. I mean, I am a DM who does not like to tell more than I have to my party, because if I do, my party will sit there and wait for my giveaways that I've learned. When I first started DMing, I would always be like, you guys can make a perception check if you'd like, you know? And then now they're like, we get into this room and I'm like, what do you guys want to do? And then they sit and wait for me to prompt them. And that's not fun for me. If you're a prompting DM, that's okay. Everyone DMs slightly different. There's not really a bad way to DM unless you're just a dick.
But yeah. Yeah, cool. This sounds like a pretty cool campaign. Probably a bit longer than one session, I feel like.
Yeah.
Maybe like three.
I'd say three.
Three sessions, I feel, is like the right...
Yeah, it just depends on what you're trying to fill it in. So, just which gap you're trying to fill in.
If you could squeeze it into two, probably, because you could have the monster interaction and then the revelation, but I feel like it's better to have it spread out where it's monster revelation trying to solve versus just... I feel like it's better if it's spread out. Like, if you don't meet
Dr.
Hugh Jackman... Yeah, or Dr. Pibb, then you don't have those experiences yet. And then maybe, now this, it depends on how you run your gods in your worlds, but if you want to have it be that the god is like watching them because it's like, oh, I'm seeing they're doing something different. I've always, my favorite thing to do, how I DM, let me start there. How I DM is typically I have it that my players are... in some ways, the chosen one. It's not the sense of they're gonna do something, there's no prophecy, it's just the fact of other people have tried to do what they're gonna do, but they're the most likely to succeed at. That's why they're doing it. So when it comes down to situations like this, it's like, oh, I see they're doing something different. I need to watch them to make sure they don't mess up my Dorito plant or something. And then you could even have interactions with that. Where you have, like, some guy following you, and it's like, wait, that guy's not Dr. Pibb, but he's not... No, I'm the guy who gave Dr. Pibb the Doritos. What? Who are you? I am a god. Get away from me. And it's like, oh, no, can't fight that. Like, and that can be even an interesting interaction for your pantheon or for whatever you want to do with that. So, fun.
The ultimate god, R.C. Cola. Also, not a sponsor. That's the new title of the name.
That's a good follow-up.
That's the new title.
I was about to say, that's a good follow-up title name.
Not
a sponsor. Not a sponsor.
Also, not a sponsor. Brought to you by...
Oh, what? Well, you know, not a sponsor. I enjoy a good thing of playing on names. If we have Dr. Pibb and Dorit Tree... and all these other things. If we had a character, maybe it's not Hugh Jackman. Maybe it's the Monster Hunter is not a sponsor.
Yeah, but I also feel like we need like a Chester Cheeto character somewhere in here now. Like,
I feel, well, eventually you're going to have one of the monsters just be a cool dude. And that's your Chester Cheeto. It's like, yeah, hey man, I don't mind being a big old troll. This is what I like now.
And that's just off cheddar flavored Monster Ranch.
I just like how it's different. It's like sweet and spicy monster. And just as a DM, making a table for sweet and spicy monsters just blows my mind.
Because you could do so much with the different flavors. I mean, there are so many chip flavors. Like,
how many flavors does Doritos have?
So, how many Doritos flavors? I'm going to do a quick Google while you guys talk.
Lots.
Every type of Dorito. Okay, apparently there's only 16, which I find hard to believe.
Really? I would have thought there's
I see
40.
42.
Because I don't think...
There's still a surprising amount of flavors.
You said there's 102
of
them?
I see
142. 142?
Okay, well, that's...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, if you can find his list...
Because don't they, like, release different flavors in different countries, too?
Yeah. that was part of the thing where I was like, why is it saying every Dorito list and or like every Dorito ranked, and it's like 16 Doritos, and it's, oh, this is best flavors. That doesn't count. I want it all. This many flavors and types of Doritos.
This has the list I'm looking at.
Oh yeah, there are definitely more than 16. But anyway, you can just, even if you don't like Doritos for some reason, you're that person, pick a different flavor of chip or style of chip and just use those. Or you could even, no one says it has to be, you know, it has to be a chip. It can be, you want to do all the parody and all the fun that we're doing, but you're like, no. And you're like, well, then you could always just flip it and just have it be that it's a drink. You can have it be that it is a Dr. Pibb or like a different soda or a Mountain Dew type. It is a dew from the mountains that you just, you never,
Mountain
you
Dude.
Never thought to go to.
Mountain Dude. There you go.
Also, oh, I'm sorry, Mountain but like, Dude.
There's a Doritos Gold Peking Duck Dorito flavor.
Oh, God.
That I just want to try. There's a Doritos in orange bag from Israel and Doritos in yellow bag.
I don't even know. Well, Doritos, what are you doing other than not sponsoring us?
Oh my God. Jacked Boston Garlic Shrimp.
The Jacked we can't Boston turn Shrimp. Was it Jacked Garlic Boston Shrimp Monster? Duh. What is it?
We can't turn this episode into just reading off Dorito names.
No, guys. No, we're done doing that. I was baffled.
No, there's some weird ones in here. No offense if you like them, but there is some not typical chip flavors in there. There you go.
I would try them all.
Yeah,
but it would be so much fun to just take this list and then come up with a corresponding monster for each one.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Listeners, then, like, do that
your
for us.
Rationale.
Use the hashtag Doritos as monsters on Twitter. And
no,
then
use the hashtag Doritree. Let's make it a little simpler for
you. Oh, okay, yeah.
And that's spelled Doritree. Doritree. No one's going to have that. Doritos is going to be like, what's a Dorit treat? And then why is everyone posting about our product here?
Oh, man, it's so funny. Hashtag Dorit treat and tell us what monster you'd coordinate with each flavor. All right. I will start to give David some lovely time to think about where he'd like to take us in the story. But as a recap, we have a god. Hokedok. So yeah, we have a god who is giving out a seed to the all-powerful Dorit tree that, once grown, bears fruit of a chip called a Dorito. And this monster Dorito thusly transforms anyone who eats it into a monster. So you make a list as a DM of different monsters you could possibly turn into. And the goal is to find the cure of this, which would be to get the sap of the tree and supply it, make a serum out of it, put it in a drink, put it in your coffee. Any way you can get someone else to ingest the syrup will be able to cure them of this monstrosities that is happening. There's also a guy named Mr. Pibb coming in, killing people off for money. It's a good old wacky episode to fill in your arcs. And that's pretty much the recap that I have.
Cool, cool.
Does that give enough time, David?
Yeah. Right, so we zoom in on an adventuring party digging their way deeper into a tunnel to go down in this dungeon that the town folk have been complaining about, a horrible monster stealing people. The further down they go, they keep encountering these flaming bees that are attacking them, and they fight their way through these monsters till the end, and finally, they're in the room where the prisoners are supposed to be held. But there aren't any prisoners here. There's just one person with a small bag in their hands eating something out of it. They pull, crunch, drop the bag and transform into one of these flaming bees. This is the missing townsperson. After a final battle, they finally see what this bag says. It's Monster Ranch, honey chili flavor, by Dr. Pibb.
Oh, I love it. I really want to know what Rich and Cam think of what we've done with their show.
Yeah, Rich and Cam, let us know with the hashtag Dorit Tree or hashtag stop this podcast. I love this is fun. We say this every time, but I'd play this. I'd DM this session.
I would be very paranoid after this session, though. I'll be real. Like, every time someone's like, hey, you know, like, the healer's got something for him, and I'm like, I don't trust it now. We live in a world where Monster Doritos were a thing. Monster Ranch.
Oh, man. Really, guys, though, all our listeners, please tweet at us what kind of crazy things you'd think of when you think of Monster Ranch and Remedy. Finding the Cure. Let us know what you guys did. Hopefully we helped you out a little bit on this one. But
I think we took it in a very different direction than expected.
Yeah, sorry. I definitely started the snowball. You just said Monster Ranch, and I was just like, oh, that'd be an interesting Dorito flavor.
No, it was super great, especially after, because I'll admit, when you said Monster Ranch, I was like, I'm a little worried we're going to retread Spooky Farm, but we avoided the heck out of that.
Yeah, we didn't at all.
The only thing we might have had similar is talking monsters. Yeah. That was really good. I'm really happy with this one. One that I would definitely have fun playing. But then instantly just be like, what else does this DM... All gloves are off now. It's not clear what they're going to do if that's allowed.
Yeah, you know what? Also, let us know if you want us to play this and record it. And maybe we could put that on a Patreon for you guys or something like that. If you guys would be interested. That could be fun. We could have, I don't know, some tiered buy-in levels or something, you know.
Or maybe we'll run it for you guys.
Yeah.
What I am noticing is a little bit of a problem with that, which is the fact that, unfortunately, if you guys pick to, like, play a game with us, you probably won't get to know what game it is until it happens, because a lot of our stuff is very twist-dependent, but that's okay.
That
could be kind of fun. Because we're recording these kind of in advance, we could run an episode that we've recorded, but that the listeners may not have heard yet.
Oh!
And then we could roll... Right. For, like, maybe the lowest roll or the highest roll of us has to do, has to DM that session. So we don't even know who's DMing. So we all have to prep it different ways.
I'm in for this.
That would be fun.
Hey there, listeners. Thanks for listening to Filling in the Gap Rerolled. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Speaking of today, our theme music is Today by Linby off their album Drive. If you like it, you can hear more from them at linby.bandcamp.com or their actual play podcast Bombarded. Both are great, and we highly encourage you all to check them out. Side note, if you'd also like to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, that would be great as well. We very much appreciate it, as we are trying to grow and reach more struggling DMs or players out there. You can find all of us on Twitter. I am at DMMambo5.
You can find me at Daedra18, that is DAEDRA18.
You can find me at The Ruler of Rhyme.
And the show's handle is FITGDND. We also have a Discord server, which should be attached to our Twitter. If not, we'll put it there, because we are always looking for new themes and scenarios to add to our list, and we'd love some new Hive Mind members. Last note of this outro is that the show is edited by our audio gremlin, Andrew. You can follow them at xnubinator912x and interact with all of us. We are proud to be a Obtuse Audio Studios podcast, and you can learn more about them at obtuseaudio.com. And again, I am coming to you asking you to give us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes so we can slowly take over the world. Or, I don't know, climb the charts. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
What's in your thoughts? Oh, what's in your mind? What fills your head and what leaves it behind? It's too much today. It's too much today.
Obtuse Audio.